where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A 25-year-old Sarnia man is facing sex-related charges after allegedly being caught with child pornography. As Josh Boyce reports, city police say an investigation by members of the Criminal Investigations Division led to the arrest of the accused.
Brandon Gilbert has been charged with making child pornography, possession of child pornography, sexual assault, sexual interference, invitation to sexual touching, and two counts of failing to comply with a release order. He was held for a bail hearing and remanded into custody with a court date of Friday, February 9th.
Sarnia police say if you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted and wants to report it, you are encouraged to contact the Sarnia Police Service. For additional information and support, contact the Sexual Assault Survivor Center 24-hour crisis line. London's police chief apologized during a news conference on Monday that it took 6 years to lay sexual assault charges against five former members of Canada's 2018 World Junior Hockey Team. Chief Tai Trung says he recognizes the courage and strength that it took for the woman to come forward.
As a police officer working in this space for many, many years, I can tell you that this is a difficult, difficult situation for all victims and survivors of sexual violence.
The news conference was held shortly after lawyers for all five of the players appeared on their behalf at the London courthouse, where the case was adjourned until April 30th. The village of Point Edward is looking at possibly making changes to its fireworks bylaw. One option includes a full ban. CAO Jim Byrne says he's been collecting resident feedback and has heard from about 20 people so far.
Everything from, yes, there should be an absolute and total ban, to why are we even discussing this? People should be able to do what they want and light fireworks whenever they want. So the whole gamut is there.
Residents who would like to provide feedback are being asked to email Burns. It'll then be talked about at a committee meeting on February 13th. Further details are posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. King Charles III is being praised for publicly sharing his cancer diagnosis. Governor General Mary Simon says seeing the monarch acknowledge cancer so openly and publicly will hopefully encourage and motivate those who are struggling with their own treatment. Buckingham Palace says the cancer is not related to the king's recent treatment for a benign prostate condition. It did not say what form of cancer the 75-year-old monarch has. And Toby Keith has died 3 years after being diagnosed with stomach cancer. Keith announced his diagnosis on social media in June of 2022. He said at the time that he had spent 6 months undergoing chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. The country music singer and songwriter was 62 years old. Mainly sunny today with a high of +4. Few clouds for tonight with a low of -5. Mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, a high of 6. Cloudy on Thursday, a high of 9.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.